Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Reframe your main Phillies point today, what you started the show with.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously Phillies off last night. Excited to watch them play tonight. But I'll be honest, like, I'm kind of over this group of players. Like, I am more interested and more invested in the next group of Phillies. And we can include some of the major leaguers in there. Like, Lizardo, I think, is a future piece. Sanchez. But, like, ultimately, I think this core that has brought us so many memories, like, they're probably done, and I'm not reinvesting in them. I'm obviously not trading Adam Miller, Justin Crawford, or Andrew Painter. That would be insane to do. But I'm also not rushing them up. I'm not making any decisions off of for their career based off this group of players, like the Harpers, the Turners, the Castellanos. They have not earned the right to impact the future of this franchise. And so I am way more invested in the minor leaguers than I am the major leaguers.
Yeah, I just find your lack of – because, look, we all have certain degree of lack of belief in the big league players, but you have, in my opinion, too much. I mean, 2 weeks ago they had the best
Star Wars there. I find your lack of faith.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago they had the best record in baseball. I mean, I get the downturn has stunk, and I get that we're all frustrated, but I think too many people are going too far, and I think you're an example of that.
Yeah, but what I think you're misinterpreting is I'm not saying that they have no chance. I'm not saying, like, I wouldn't make any move. What I'm saying is the future of this franchise is more important than this current group. So, like, I'm not trading anything of value that'll hurt this team in 26, 27 to invest in a team in 25 that, yeah, has a chance. But I think even you would say the chance is pretty small.
Well, it is just because there's 12 teams to make the playoffs.
So there you go. You're a relatively smart guy. We'll find out in a few minutes how smart you are. But, like, ultimately, you have to play, like, the odds here when you're making big-time decisions.
And, yes, Beat the Hammer coming up in about 20 minutes. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Seth in Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Seth?
Our pleasure, buddy.
First, I want to start off by saying Superman is an alien. He is not a human.
Hold on. Let me say
Thank
this.
You, Seth,
let me just say this to you and everyone listening. I beg you, anyone that starts their comment with Superman is an alien, know that I agree with you. Just get to the heart of the matter. Human or not? Because
he said he's not a human, he's an alien.
Are aliens humans?
Aliens aren't humans.
In this case, an alien's a human is what you're saying.
Can I ask you guys
a
question?
It's like saying a cat's a dog.
Let me ask you, was Luke Skywalker a human?
As far as I know, yes.
Did he live on Earth?
No, but he couldn't fly. That's what you're missing. It's the superpower. It's not where he's
located.
Which
came from the sun.
No. If I go on the moon. Hold on. You keep saying that. His power was amplified by the sun. It did not come from the Earth's sun. It was amplified by it. He already had the power, dude.
He had the power, but it's the fact that he got away from that sun that he was more powerful than regular humans.
You're just wrong. Like, you're just
I'm not.
Let me ask you this.
Did I intrigue you with that, Ellie?
Yes, you did. Because
no, because Luke Skywalker is a human.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you this. If a human was born today and was able to fly, would we consider that baby a human?
Well, I mean, first off,
I don't know what the answer is.
It's impossible. A human on Earth cannot fly.
Oh, a human can't fly.
Yep. Right, so that's what I'm saying. But at the same time, I kind of think if a human was born today that could fly, I don't think we would. I think we would classify him as a human.
It'd be the next step of evolution or whatever.
Yes.
You know, they would not be human. They would be better than, more than human.
Yeah, but
Just look at him. Superman is human. Look at him.
Bro, this is such a silly thing to say.
All right, Seth, go ahead.
Joe, he looks human, but you gotta also remember he's got like lasers that come out of his eyes. Like, what human can do that? Nobody can do that.
This is so silly.
Yeah, but it's because he has special powers.
Well, that's why he's not human.
No human has special powers.
But if Joe DiCamera or Elliot Shore Parks was born on Krypton and came to Earth, we also would have the powers.
No, you would have.
Yes, we would.
But then I wouldn't be human.
Yes, you would. You'd be an alien human.
That's not, no.
The seriousness of which James keeps saying Kryptonian is so funny.
Batman had to make like a super serum to defeat Superman because he knew that he's not a human being. So the only way I can beat him is use...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kryptonite against him. So, because he knew, Batman knew he was going to get his butt kicked by Superman, because Superman...
Well, I didn't like that. When they had Batman versus Superman, that bothered me.
I was offended. Movie, but I'm just saying, like... Human had to make a antidote against an alien to defeat him. That's all I'm saying.
And Batman's definitely human.
All right, Seth, give me what you got on the Phils.
So on the Phils, I called earlier in the week on Tuesday, and I actually, like I said, I agree with Elliot, which I usually never do for the most part. But on his point, like, I'm not willing to invest on all my prospects for players that are going to be rentals. Like, for instance, like, I'm just going to use an example. Like, if I was to trade a couple prospects for Mike Trout. Like, is that even a good idea? You know what I mean?
It's
like
not.
Mike Trout.
It probably is not. Probably
yeah.
not.
So my point is are we willing to give up the future of this team and go through another bad stretch of Phillies baseball for possible rental players and maybe not even win a World Series title? Maybe get to the playoffs, okay, but does that make us win a World Series? Now, if we win a World Series, great, but we haven't seen it in the last couple of years when we've made some moves and we've brought in players. So, like, my point is,
Seth, let me ask you a question. I'm just trying to decipher when something's worth it. Yankees last year acquired Jazz Chisholm. They did not win the World Series. They got to it. They still have him, but they didn't win it yet. Was that trade worth it?
Well, you got to also look at the age. Jazz Chisholm's a very young player, you know, so...
And what did they give up?
Yeah, I don't know what they gave up in this trade. So, but my point is, Jazz Chisholm is only, like, what, 26 years old? I'm okay with if you do a trade like that. But the problem is the Phillies have done trades that, one, haven't worked out and have been sort of like old, down, broken players in a sense, you know?
Some of them,
just didn't work out.
Yeah.
But my point is like, all right, if you're going to go out and trade for a guy who is young – but how good is he? Like, is he worth it? Right?
No, that's
like,
that's reasonable. All right, Seth, give me the best combination of a movie and TV role.
All right, so the last caller did take my answer, but I will say Will Smith and Fresh Prince, and Will Smith with Bad Boys.
Mike Lowry.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean,
I thought he was going to go a different way with the. I think there's a more famous Will Smith movie that hasn't been said.
Okay, all right. We'll see if it gets said. There's so many other actors and actresses that can also get said. You know, Seltzer, one thing that strikes me when I think of Dombrowski and the trades, because the guy just referenced trades, but also signings. It's really amazing that he's been 0-for-3 at left field in the last 15 months. I mean, we still got to see more on Kepler, but when you consider he went Whit Merrifield to Austin Hayes to this Kepler guy, I mean, you know,
that's horrendous. He's 0-for trade deadlines. He's 0-for that. I mean, think about it this way. Like, Craig Kimbrell is probably the best, you know, one-year Flyer guy that he signed. Not probably, definitely the best one-year guy he's added. That was the best move he's made in terms of bringing in a guy for a year on a Flyer to help. Like, every single Familia, Merrifield, Kepler, like, every single Familia trade at the deadline. Like, he has been, honestly, the vast majority. That's why I always say with Dombrowski, like, I don't think he's done an amazing job
with
the Major League roster.
Not to mention the Taiwan contract.
Yeah, that's my point. I don't think he's done a great job with the roster. I think the reason Dombrowski's done a good job is the behind-the-scenes stuff and setting up the organization like a winning organization should function.
And that's the
thing, James, not been great at the Major League roster.
You say that a lot, and I think it really has changed my opinion of him, but I think it's a good point. Like, the best thing about this team right now is they actually are very well set up for the next group of, like, you know, the next iteration of this team. And so I'm not risking that. And to piggyback off what you guys just said, I don't know if I even trust Dombrowski to trade any of these guys. Like, you know, look at his trade history with the Phillies.
That's an interesting point.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.